let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Audrey A. Thomas's books are inspiring and life-changing, encouraging readers to set goals, strive for success, and have faith in God, ultimately strengthening Christian values and leading to better lives. You can find enlightenment, change, and tranquility by going through personal transformations, intellectual development, and maintaining a positive outlook on life. Audrey Thomas is an inspirational speaker, radio show host, highly respected lawyer, youth advocate, TV personality, editor-in-chief of a magazine, PhD candidate, businesswoman, humanitarian, and best-selling author. She's also the grandmother to her 7 grandchildren and the mother of 9 children. In fact, she's been in the spotlight for most of her life, receiving multiple awards such as the Carl B. Moxie's Best Radio Show Host, Linkage Award, and Mother of the Year. Her new book, Failure to Man is Not Failure to God, Volume 3, is receiving excellent reviews, empowering readers in their ability to forgive themselves by choosing not to dwell in, on, or around shame. Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire, author of Failure to Man is Not Failure to God, Volume 3, is our guest on This Week in America. Audrey, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
I'm elated to be here. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am fine and excited about having the chance to talk with you. So much to cover. If you've got 3-4 hours, we should be able to do it justice, but we'll touch the surface today and encourage you to pick up Audrey's book. In fact, her other books as well that we'll talk about. This one, Failure to Man is Not Failure to God, book available on our website. We'll give you all that as we go through the program. I mentioned who you are and all the different titles you have in life. Would you find a word or two to describe you? How would you describe yourself?
I like to be called a Renaissance woman.
Ah, okay.
Yes. I like to be called a Renaissance woman because my background is so dynamic and colorful, you know?
Yes.
I tell people this all the time. I belong to every group.
Well, that's good. And it's such a versatile lifestyle that you have and touching so many people in so many ways. This book is doing that. As I said, excellent reviews. Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. You address shame, and we'll talk about that during the course of our conversation. But what was it that inspired you to write Failure to Man is Not Failure to God?
Well, it's my own life experiences, you know. I've had so many chances to fail, right?
Yes.
I have had my share of adversities. And one of the things that I've had to constantly remind myself over and over again is that failure to man is just not failure to God. You know, the things that we think are damning are usually the things that propel us to our next greater level.
You know, let's start with something that's challenging for so many people, and that's law school. Did you have any challenges, anything that really difficult times for you to work through during your time in law school?
Well, for me, when I started law school, I had no idea. I literally had no idea. I was ill-prepared, if you will, what law school entailed or even how to approach being a law student. So needless to say, I flunked out my first semester and I was expelled my second semester.
Wow. And through it all.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yes, please do.
So I'm expelled and I appealed because, again, I'm not giving up. I want to be an attorney. I'm not leaving. So while the appeal process is pending, I continue to go to class. And Mary, who's the attendance clerk, kept saying, Audrey, you can't be here. You're expelled. And I'm like, well, I'm on appeal. And she said, but I can't let you stay. I said, but Mary, they're going to let me back in. And when they let me back in, how am I going to get my time back? And she said, oh, God, Audrey, you're going to get me in trouble. But she loved me because I'm a pleasant person. Anyway, about 2 weeks before classes were over, I get a decision. And of course, I won the appeal. I'm readmitted. And they say, we have good news and bad news. We're letting you back in, but you're going to have to repeat all of your classes because you missed too many days. And I said, I didn't miss any days. I kept going to class. And they're like, no. I'm like, yes, I did. And so they called Mary and she confirmed. And so that's how I got through that semester. And the rest is history. I passed. and I was able to stay, and I finished, and then I went on to become one of the greatest attorneys that ever lived.
Well, you are so successful as an attorney in the headlines all of the time with the cases, the people, the legal precedent that you're establishing. Really a remarkable attorney. They should have known at that moment the way you handled that situation. You know, she makes a good argument, and she's going to make a good attorney. They saw the wisdom of it, apparently, and let you do that and become a flourishing attorney. Our guest on the program is Audrey A. Thomas. Her website is Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire, ESQBooks.com. Books are at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on by going to our website. So you go to law school, you've got everything in your life, all of these different challenges. You have children as well. How old were you when you had children?
Well, that's one of my other challenges. So I had my first child. I got pregnant when I was 14, and I had the child when I was 15. I turned 15 in 1985, April 14th, and the baby was born August 20th, 1985. So I'm 51 now. He's 36. And everyone kept telling me that I needed to have an abortion, that, you know, my life was going to be ruined. Obviously, the church people just didn't want me to corrupt the other children, because here it is, I'm a child and I'm pregnant. And I remember one woman said to me, Audrey, you cannot have a child. You're 15. You're going to struggle. And I said to her, but I don't think age matters. And she said, why not? I said, well, you're 33 and you're pregnant and you're here asking my mom for a handout. So even if I wait 15 or 18 more years, I could still struggle with my baby.
I love that.
Well, she doesn't like me.
Well, yes. But you were spot on with that. And there's that analytical mind again. I mean, you're 15. You're formulating this legal defense in your mind for what, you know, this lady is challenging you. And I mentioned that mother of nine, grandmother to seven grandchildren. What was the best thing about being a mother? Obviously, you enjoyed the role of mother and now grandmother.
Yeah, I think for me, being a grandmother is a lot more rewarding, because I had my children as I was planning my life, right? So I never really got to, you know, be as involved. Like with my granddaughter, we played dollies the other night. We played dress up. We were playing dominoes. I'm reading to her. When I was having the children, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, my aunt, my mom, my uncles, my older siblings, they were the ones really caring for the kids. My ex-husbands and I really didn't play much of a role, because I have such a huge family unit, right? One of the reasons my marriages didn't last is because my family is always so present and so involved. And, you know, as a husband, you kind of start feeling...
Oh, yes.
Slighted, you know, but the beauty of being a grandmother is that I'm able now to be like a parent ought to be. You know, I'm picking my granddaughter up from school tomorrow at noon. I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna play dress up and we're gonna do arts and crafts. The other day we went to the park a month ago and we were just painting on a blanket in the park. I never got to do these things with my children because I worked full time and I went to school at night.
Audrey,
you know, the nannies or the relatives took care of them.
Yes, and here you are. You're there and be able to have these memories that you've created that will live on forever with the grandchildren. Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire, our guest on the program. Audrey A. Thomas, ESQBooks.com is her website. Book in particular we're talking about is Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. This is Volume 3, available at on our website, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. What was the most difficult thing you had to go through? As you're talking about all of the different challenges, all the would-be setbacks for so many people, and you guide us through how to get through these in your book, Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. But what was the most difficult thing that you had to go through?
Shame. For me, I have to give you a little background. The reason why I wrote, it was four books I did at the same time, right? And how I came to write these four books, with Failure to Man being one of them, is I got arrested. So I'm doing all of these great things. I'm the super lawyer superwoman, super everything is the catchphrase that's associated with my name. I'm on the front page of newspapers. I'm doing TV shows, and you know, I did Dateline in 2020, and I'm doing all of these great things, and I'm also an appellate attorney, which of course my appeal skill started in law school. And
yes.
One day I get a phone call. The district attorney's office, Queens County, wants me to surrender because my client is claiming that I stole $720,000 from her. Now, this client was also a family member, a woman that was in my life for over 30 years. And how do you prove a negative, right?
Yes.
I had two choices. You know, I'm a very famous attorney. Obviously, it ended up on the front page of newspapers. If you Google my name, it comes up. And so I had a choice. I could either let shame drown out my identity and cause me to kill myself, because I tried to kill myself when I was 15 because I was pregnant, right? And everyone made me think that I couldn't survive giving life to a child so young. And thank God I failed. And I talk about it in the book. So now I'm older and I'm wiser, and I've already survived shame several times over. Remember, I flunked out of law school. I had a baby at 15. I had all of these eventualities that I was able to overcome and survive. So what I did was, rather than killing myself, rather than letting shame become my new identity, I shut in for 30 days and I wrote the books.
Interesting.
Because failure to man is not failure to God.
Well, you prove examples, four examples there in the books, and all the books are available at Audrey's website. You talk about shame is the source of all pain, frustration, and anxiety that we experience. And you talk about shame, the source of suicide. It was in your case. It didn't work, but it was in your case. How did you deal with all of the shame? And you just said that you started writing books. Talk about how difficult that was.
I had love and support, and, you know, I've said this several times over. Don't try to go through things alone. If God thought that you could handle things alone, he would never have put you on a planet with 8 billion other people.
Oh, exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
What I was really good at was asking for help. Like when this situation arose, and how do you defend yourself against someone you've loved your whole life, who you trusted and thought loved you, who is now making these horrendous allegations? I asked all of my lawyer friends for help. I went to my professors from law school. I enlisted ministers and asked them to fast and pray on my behalf. I went to my children and I spoke to them. You know, I spoke to my mother. I contacted Reader's Magnet and asked them to publish my book. You know, I reached out, and I'm reaching out to you now. You're providing me a therapeutic platform to share this story of overcoming, of victory, of surviving shame, which, by the way, is unequivocally the worst thing that you can let befall you, and the one thing that you can always choose to control. You can choose never to be ashamed.
And you guide us through that process because you've been there. The author is Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire. The book is Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. The title says it all. It's really what will keep people going through all of these issues with shame and how to battle through those. Let's go back and talk about your life as a child. What was that like? Because there's obviously a foundation there that gave you the feistiness that you've used successfully all through your life. What was it like as a child?
I had a very loving and happy childhood. What happened is I was the first girl in two generations, right? So by the time I came around, there were grandsons, nephews, you know, they were all males. The offspring were males. And I was the first girl. And I think because that happened, everyone was in love, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
The worst part is I was very sick. They actually didn't think I would live past 8 because of the health issues I had. And so I was coddled. I was encouraged. But the best part is my older brother is a genius. I was born on the spectrum. And so he spent all of his time trying to teach me not to think there's anything wrong with me.
Interesting. It's just a fascinating story and so much to talk about. And that's why, again, I will guide you to the book, Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. Audrey has it all there and so helpful to so many people, receiving excellent reviews. In talking about shame, and we've talked about some of the episodes that you went through, the incidents that caused you shame, that you were able to deal through that, to go through that. Sometimes we forget the happy memories, don't we? We're so caught up in the shame and the negative, we forget about the happy. What were some of the maybe important happy times that got you through difficult periods in your life?
Well, one of the happiest times is, so my mom is a very positive woman. And this is so cute. When I got arrested and the story broke and it made the front page of the newspaper, my mother posted the newspaper article on her page. And so someone called her and said, hey, you should take that down. It's not a good article. And my mother said, yes, it is. And the person said, well, how do you think that's good? She said, well, my daughter clearly is an important individual because thousands of people get arrested every day. None of them make the front page of the paper.
I love that.
My daughter's a criminal lawyer.
Well, then, yes, it's all about perspective, and your mother had that. I love that. That is a cute story. Audrey Thomas, our guest on the program. The book is Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. When you started this career as an attorney, any particular problems, significant problems that you encountered? You're sort of an outsider coming into this, you know, not a blue blood, from a law firm, a family of lawyers. You're coming in and you're establishing credentials, who you are. Any problems as you got started in the legal profession?
The biggest problem for me was coming to terms with finding out that a lot of my conclusions were misplaced. That was the biggest part. It was like culture shock. You know, I came in wanting to right the wrongs of the man and promptly found out that I was the man.
Interesting.
And most of the things that I thought, you know, existed did not. And the ills that I wanted to correct were de minimis. And the things that I ignored and took for granted were extremely present and dangerous. So acclimating to that reality was very difficult for me. And also being, like you said, you know, the person I shared my office with went to Yale, right? I graduated 286 in a class of 287. So, you know.
Well, you had to work for everything. You know, it's interesting you say when you realized you were the man, what you thought was important, maybe not so much so.
Right.
What you didn't think was important is now important. When you came to that realization, did that make you a better lawyer?
I think it did. I think it made me a more considerate human being.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Right? It made me much more considerate. And I credit my thought process evolving in a positive way to Charles Hines. God bless him and may his soul forever rest in peace, because that man has taught me some life lessons that I will carry through life and I will pass on to my children and my children's children.
Well, and you'll be doing the same, and you are, with your book, Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. Shame is something we all have to deal with, and you do it so well. How was it when you went through all of the various trials? Talk about that a little bit. How difficult was it to get through that period?
I have to tell you, quite honestly, it wasn't difficult, but it wasn't because of anything I did. I'm an average human, but I've had exceptional love and support. And one of my platforms is I try to minister to young mothers and to encourage them on the importance of loving their children. Because if you don't love your children appropriately, you mess them up for everyone else that's going to come after you. My mother, my father, my step parents, you know, I have four sets of parents. My parents didn't stay in relationships very long in an intimate way, but they stayed in every relationship permanently. So I have four sets of parents to the extent that even though my parents broke up with people, they remained friends. And I still have to this day, you know, stepfathers that my mother separated from and is no longer in a relationship with, but I'm still in a relationship with them. I'm still really close with my fourth grade teacher. When I tell you that I've had a community that transcends race, gender, ethnicity, religion, every pedigree identifier you can imagine. It is the truth. Mary McCahill Raymond is my fourth grade teacher. She's still friends with me. She just posted on my Facebook page today.
It's amazing. And again, it goes back to, you know, God didn't put me on an island. He put me in with all these people. So use them, all these resources out there.
Use them.
Yeah, when you think about that, it's like all these different resources that we can use out there that we're, you know, walking by every day, not paying any attention to. They may be the key to assisting us in leading a better life. I've got a couple minutes left in the program. I read through the diversity of who you are and all the various projects you're involved in. What's your passion?
My passion is my youth advocacy. Just trying to help the young people because they're next in line, right?
Yes.
For the standards that make this social structure worth being a part of. So if we can help them, then we can make the world a much better place, right? The child they are is the adult they're going to become. So that's my platform. You know, I'm trying to rebuild relationships with my children. Two of my daughters, I'm not estranged from, but our relationship is strained, you know?
Yes.
And I'm trying my endeavor best to repair that because I take responsibility. I was an absent parent. Nannies, you know, when I divorced my last husband, the twins were six. He got sole custody because I worked 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. He and I were really good friends and we did well. But my daughters didn't understand how, as a mother, you can agree to give up custody because every mother fights for their children. So, you know, my youth advocacy platform is what I try my endeavor best to commit to because I feel like if I can help a child, then I've already done enough for humanity.
Why is it, and I shouldn't ask this question because there's not a whole lot of time left, but it seems so difficult to forgive ourselves. Why is that? You went through that period where you learned how to forgive yourself. Why is that so difficult to do?
I think we're socialized to. And social antagonism for me is the worst form of oppression, right? And I feel as though we are socialized to be hardest on ourselves when we should just look in the mirror and say, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
You know, and that's in the title. We keep coming back to the title. If you remember the title, this is going to get you through some difficult times. Failure to Man is not Failure to God. You mentioned working with Reader's Magnet and getting this book and others out there. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about resources and among the billions of humans on the planet. Greatest group of individuals I've ever had the pleasure of working with. There have been times when I've just lost it and Floreen called me and... You know, Floreen ends all of the conversations with, I love you, which just melts my heart.
Yes.
And I believe her. I believe that she, as a member of Reader's Magnet, really loves the authors that they are serving.
You know,
it's a good place.
This book is, of course, available, and you'll get all information on all the books at Audrey's website, Audrey A. Thomas, esqbooks.com. What are you working on now? What's the next book?
Well, I'm working with Nikki. Nikki and I are working on Ego Has No Place in the Law, and that should be the next book that we're going to be releasing.
Ooh, I am looking forward to talking about that. So mark me down for 20, 25 minutes at some point, any time of the day or night. I'll be available. I've enjoyed this conversation and looking forward to talking about that. The new books and all the information at Audrey's website. Again, it's Audrey A. Thomas, esqbooks.com. Book, of course, you'll find Amazon, all the usual places, readersmagnet.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire, our guest. Audrey, a pleasure. Time went by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate you. Stay safe and prosper now.
And you do the same. Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire, our guest. The book Failure to Man is Not Failure to God. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.